This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan. It was another long practice in pads today here in St. Joseph with the Kansas City Chiefs in near-perfect weather. Also, a crowd of just under 3,000 was watching. Now the pivot starts for preparation for Saturday afternoon's preseason game at Chicago against the Bears. One of the real stories of the first 12 practices here in St. Joe has been Frank the Shark Clark. Now, we could talk stats about Frank's 54 career sacks or his postseason run in 2019 and 2020, which led to two Super Bowls when the Chiefs won five postseason games, and Frank had a whopping 8 sacks in those 5 games. Last year in the postseason, 0 sacks and a subpar year overall. Yet in this camp, Frank Clark seems to be reborn. His production and energy has been contagious. It's been a rough 2 years for Frank Clark, but now he's recalibrated his life and his game.
And I'm sure people notice, you know, yeah, he's going through a lot, man. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, this year, it's a new year. I had a great summer. You know, I buckled down. You know, I had my third kid, my son. And, you know, life is just sitting in the right place for me. And I'm just thankful, you know. You know, I'm playing more free. I'm back to having fun out there. And like I was telling my coach, I said, yeah, the wolf's smiling again. You know, that's the thing. You know, last year, I don't think they seen me smile enough. They didn't see me have enough fun.
The smile is back on the wolf, in Frank's own words. Frank Clark's in a good spot, and the Chiefs' kingdom is hoping Frank stays there, and with the wolf smile, could bring back the shark from 2019 and 2020. Tomorrow, I'll have a local player returning home, and he's the happiest guy in this whole camp. From St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Mitch Holter's Voice of the Chiefs.